This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Going Global, the show that speaks to businesses and entrepreneurs from around the world. I'm Tasha Fusil. When you think of ribs, you immediately think Tony Roma's. So how can a brand as established as Tony Roma's continue to evolve to meet the shifting demands of the F&B industry and its consumers? Here I get acquainted with Tony Roma's newly appointed CEO, Stephen Judge.
My name is Stephen Judge, and I'm the new president and CEO of Roma Corp. And originally come from Liverpool in England, of all places. And I had a life-changing event. I was educated in the UK, and in 1989, I came away to America to travel the world on cruise ships. And I spent 11 years in the cruising industry before with a company called Premier Cruise Lines and Princess Cruise Lines, which was the official love boat. I'm not sure if you ever saw the TV series, but that was Princess Cruises.
Oh.
And I ran the food and beverage for them worldwide for a number of years before then moving to a hotel company called Rosewood Hotels and Resorts. And I was there for about 4 years. And then I moved to Las Vegas to run the MGM Grand Food and Beverage. And then from Las Vegas, I went to run a company called Seasons 52. And from Seasons 52, I went to Bonefish Grill. And after Bonefish Grill, now I'm at Roma Corp.
Wow. You've had a collective, you know, how many years of experience is that in the F&B industry?
I lost count many, many years ago. I think it's what, 25, 26 years.
You stepped on that love boat and you never looked back.
That's right. That's,
okay. Well, what led you to take the post of CEO at Roma Corp?
Well, Tony, you know, at Roma Corp, we've got two brands. Our principal brand is Tony Roma's, which is an iconic brand. Been around for 43 years. It's a global brand, over 150 restaurants in, I believe, 32 different countries and 6 continents around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got an exciting new concept called TR Fire Grill, which is basically an American bistro, which is a farm-to-table concept. And we're delighted to let you know that we'll be bringing our first one to Kuala Lumpur in the summer of next year.
Farm-to-table, that means everything is locally produced. I mean, how does that work? What does farm-to-table mean?
Absolutely. Well, we have a global strategy at Roma Corp of think global, act local. And we use fresh, local, seasonal ingredients. For the fire grill concept, all of our steaks are 100% grass-fed. The menus down here in Malaysia will be pork-free. And what we really like to do is to make sure we can use indigenous ingredients, and that also relate to the local facility in the locale. And an interesting thing with Fire Grill is it's got live nightly entertainment, so it really is more of an upbeat vibe aimed at the younger consumer.
Okay. 43 years on, and now they've introduced TF Grill. What was the decision behind introducing this concept at this point in the game?
Well, from my experience, consumer trends and habits change anywhere from every 8 to 10 years. And, you know, Tony Roma's is the place for ribs. It's an iconic brand, globally recognized, got tremendous unaided awareness. And, you know, wherever you go, you mention Tony Roma's, they say the place for ribs. But the trends that we've seen over the past 5 years or so is the consumers moving to more what I call shareable ideas. They like to share the portions, tapas style, smaller portions. Food with integrity is a global trend. I mean, people are becoming much more health conscious about what they're consuming. And TR Fire Grill is really designed to take advantage and to really combat and go after these trends more than anything. And there's some tremendous global brands out there that have parlayed a similar strategy. And as consumer tastes and habits and behaviors change, we want to be knowing where the ball's going to be, not just chasing the ball all the time.
Okay. And yes, speaking of trends, it is about eating clean at the moment, right? I mean, is that going to be reflected in the menu in Tony Roma's?
No, I mean, we're going to make sure that we keep the two brands distinctly different. If Tony Roma's is the place for ribs, you want ribs, you're going to go to Tony Roma's.
Right.
If you want filet medallions, you're going to go to Tony Roma's. If you want 100% all-natural grass-fed steaks, you're going to go to Fire Grill. If you want nightly entertainment, you're going to go to Fire Grill. Our lettuce and greens in the TR Fire Grill are all organic. So we're going to make sure we keep Tony Roma's distinctly different than Fire Grill. And, you know, we have a saying that each brand needs to stand on its own merits.
Okay.
And the last thing we want to do is to confuse the customer.
But we're still, I mean, it's still for the meat lovers.
Yes, but we've got some. I'm going to give you a couple of insights now.
Okay.
Remember this conversation. When you try our salmon and zoodles dish, which is a brand new food and beverage innovation just for TR Fire Grill, when you try our prime rib egg rolls.
Oh, wow.
So we've got some nice food and beverage innovation. It's still for the land-based consumer. And we will be introducing some new, what we call, fish and seafood items in the near future.
So is that one aspect that you're really focusing on in innovating, the food innovation?
Yes.
What other things will you be looking to shake up, to change in the coming years?
Well, I'm been 8 weeks on the job, and I believe in evolution, not revolution, as a leader. And I've said to everybody, I need anywhere from 90 to 180 days. And next time I'm back in the country, I'll come back and let you know what I'm shaking up.
Okay. Well, so you've been in this position for
8 weeks.
Eight weeks. So how has it been so far?
It's been tremendous. You know, honestly, we've got people working at the company that were around when Tony Romo was around. They've got 29, 30, 32 years experience. It's a strong organizational culture. We have a strong franchise system. And, you know, everyone's been so warm, inviting and welcoming. And, you know, for me as a leader, I'm more concerned about the unintended consequences of my decisions versus the intended consequences. And what I mean by that is many times new leaders come in, they want to shake things up and change things. Sometimes that change is not always for the long-term good. So for me, I like to get all my facts, make sure I fully understand. That was one of the reasons why I came down to Kuala Lumpur so quickly. We've got a lot of demand out there for TR Fire Grill. We've opened the first one in Winter Park in Florida, and it's going extremely well. And anybody that we're about to embark on a new fire grill is, I want to meet them personally. I've heard tremendous things about George and the team down here. And I've been around, visited the restaurants. They do an excellent job for us. And we've got three fire grills in development right now, one for Kuala Lumpur, one for London, and one in Waikiki in Honolulu. So
wow.
The question is, who's going to be to market first?
It's a race. How come Kuala Lumpur's in there?
Because, you know, for me, the TR Fire Grill is much more of what I call a chef-driven concept. And really, the quality of what we call the four-wall execution is critical. So we're looking for the right franchisees and the right people that can grow the brand with us, with 100% dedication to quality and attention to detail. And that's why we really picked up on the team down there and George and his team. You know, Kuala Lumpur is a tremendous city. It's been a while since I've been here, and I can't recognize it from the last time I was there. But it's got a great culture. It's got a great approach to service. And I've not had one bad service experience since I've been here the last couple of days. The people are so warm and friendly and inviting. It's just a great place to do business.
All right, we'll continue talking about customer service when we return with Stephen Judge, the CEO of Tony Romo's, here on Going Global BFM 89.9. Good morning. You're here on Going Global with me, Tasha Fussell. Stephen Judge, the CEO of Tony Romo's, is with us this morning. And just before, Stephen was talking about how good the service is in Malaysia. Now, Stephen, how do you make sure that service is consistent across the board in all Tony Romo's stores, especially if it's a franchise business?
Well, we have a couple of approaches. We have what we call an internal guest survey that goes out to the guests coming into the restaurant. We have a pretty detailed mystery shopping program that we employ out there. And that's really to maintain brand standards. And we have an infrastructure and support system that's constantly traveling around the world and working with our franchisees to make sure we are delivering the best customer service. One of the big global trends I've seen in my career from starting in the industry is the consumer, whether it's the American consumer, the Malaysian consumer, the world is becoming a smaller place. People are traveling more frequently. People are, you know, it's no longer people stay local and go on vacation. It's a global population we're dealing with now. So the bar is raised. People do see things in different countries. And, you know, the customer service is probably the most paramount thing that we can do in the restaurant and hotel business. They say that you can build a 4-star restaurant and a 4-star hotel, but it's the people that will make it a 5-star experience.
Right.
And that's where the culture comes in. The culture is critical.
What are the challenges of running operations at this huge scale?
It's obviously the geography gets in the way. If you're based in Orlando, Florida, or you're based in Dallas, Texas, you know, I think it was like a 22-hour flight for me just to get
right
down there. You're really spending 2 days on the road and 4 days recovering. So geography is a challenge. I think the The other big challenge is finding good quality people, people that have got a passion and a commitment to quality service. You know, a lot of people that, you know, will do the job because it's a job, but we're looking for people that want to work outside their job description and go above and beyond for the customer.
How do you go about finding those? I mean, I think that's what everyone's looking for. When we speak to a lot of businesses, they say that, as you have said, it's all about the people.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of people say it's about the people, but a lot of people give that lip service. I mean, yeah. The days when I came up in the kitchens, you always said, yes, chef. You never answered the chef back. It was, yes, chef. How high, chef? What do you want me to do, chef? Today's workforce is completely different. You know, they're much more connected with technology. They want to be much more part of the decision-making process. Their leadership is important. Instead of being directive as a leader, you've got to be influential. You've got to be able to inspire people, have them work outside their job descriptions. I look at the leaders that work for me, and when they go to the restaurants, do they go around and shake everybody's hands and look the staff in their eye and say, thank you for doing a great job? Because it's the pot washers and the dishwashers and the chefs that are working Friday and Saturday nights, when for the most part, so many execs are at home with their family. So it's all about leadership, I think. And I think globally, the hotel and restaurant business have got some opportunities with leadership, and it really starts at the top. They used to say back in Europe that the fish always starts to rot from the head. Oh. So I think as a leader, you've got to be very paramount with that. What impressed me on my time in the Tony Romas is that when I'm there with George and the team and they're going into their restaurants, it's warm greetings, it's warm hugs, it's people are generally happy to see them. And, you know, I see some operators out there, when you go into the restaurant, the staff run away from them because it's like, oh, they're here to find fault. So building that team spirit and the culture is the most critical part of leadership in the restaurant business.
You know, Malaysia was announced as the regional training centre for Tony Romas Asia.
Absolutely. Yes. They do a fantastic job. We're very selective, but they are our regional training centre. I think it's a call out to George and the entire team, their dedication to people, quality and commitment. When I look at the restaurants and the standards they operate, the conditions of the kitchens, they run just like company-owned restaurants. And, you know, for me, it should be a seamless transition, whether it's a company-owned restaurant, whether it's a restaurant in Malaysia, or it's a restaurant in Brazil. They should all be operating at the same standards. The quality of the ingredients, the way they're recruiting, hiring, training the team, the way they're developing the people. We have the team from Malaysia coming out in January to come and spend some time with us in Florida, getting all the details of the TR Fire Grill and how we do it and what makes it work. And you know, what I like to consider is the minimum operating standards. This is the minimum standard we need to maintain at all times, and you don't compromise upon the standards. It's very easy in our business, especially when the economic conditions get a little tougher, that people make cutbacks. And for me, I call that death by a thousand cuts. You're not quite sure where the fatal cut came from, but it's really been a combination of decisions. And as I talked about before in leadership, you should be just as concerned about the unintended consequences of your decisions and whether for the short term or the long term. So that's why it was selected, uncompromising on the standards. The attention to detail is there, and they've got a very strong operations unit.
And well, as you said, you know, we do anticipate it to be a tougher year. How do you plan for something like that? How do you anticipate what's going to happen in the next year globally?
Well, that's a million-dollar question. If I had an answer for that, I'd be a very wealthy person, that's for sure. The interesting thing when you're running an international business the way we do, it's very dynamic, it's very complex. Very often what's happening in one part of the world is not relative to what's happening in another part. One of the common trends that we see right now is the strengthening of the U.S. dollar. So I would imagine for operators in Malaysia and all down Asia, if they're buying U.S. goods and services, they're paying a lot more for it, and it's got to be impacting their margins. The key is to keep the faith for the long term and make sure you're making the right long-term decisions versus the short-term decisions. And I think with a lot of the development in menu development, food and beverage development, you can certainly help to combat some of those what I call headwinds facing you, that's for sure. And I know George and the team are all over some new menu items, which I'd love to tell you about them, but I don't want to spoil their fire. I'm going to let George and the team tell you what they've got coming. But again, it speaks a lot to them about the quality of the operators and how they're being proactive out there.
Well, next year will be the 10th year that Tony Romas has been in Malaysia. Can consumers expect anything exciting?
Absolutely. The 10 years have gone by pretty fast from what I can gather. I'm looking at the restaurants, I wouldn't think that they were 10 years old either, to be perfectly honest. They look in great shape. There's a cascading promotional program that they're going to have outside to commemorate the 10-year anniversary. And again, I don't want to steal their thunder. As much as I'd love to tell you about it, I'm going to wait for George and the team to roll that out and to make sure they can maximize the impact in the local market.
Thank you, Stephen, for being with us today. Stephen Judge, the CEO of Roma Corp, the CEO of Tony Romas and Roma Corp here on Going Global, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.